Alternate Take is back. This is Liz Warner, formerly known to WDET listeners as Liz Copeland. I'm returning to the airwaves for a two-hour weekly exploration of music and art shaping Detroit's culture. Join me Thursday nights at 8 on WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at WDET.org/curious.
I'm Quinn Kleinfelter, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit. This edition's question comes courtesy of Oakland University's Tom Larrabee.
I'm not a Michigan native. I actually come from California. And so Michigan lefts have always been a mystery to me. I've driven around the state some, and it seems to be really just a Michigan thing, and I'm wondering why.
Well, to track down such information, it's often best to start at the beginning. And the Traffic and Safety Administrator for the Michigan Department of Transportation, or MDOT, Kelby Wallace, says the beginning of the Michigan left goes way back to before many freeways were even born.
We had some major roadways that were built back in the 20s and 30s that were carrying a lot of traffic by the 60s. These were before our interstate system was intact. Telegraph Road was one of those roadways, and the left turns at those intersections cause a lot of delay and congestion, accidents because they're cutting in front of opposing traffic, and it's a dangerous movement. It's a conflict point.
The solution, Wallace says, was to have drivers go past the intersection, make a U-turn, and then make a right-hand turn back onto the cross street. Michigan left.
I think these work great. You can see actually where crashes have been reduced 30% to 60% overall when you use a Michigan left.
But the reaction from drivers waiting to make a U-turn at intersections like this one near 12 Mile and Gratiot is decidedly mixed.
I can't stand Michigan lefts.
Why?
Because it's just like an interference in the road. Make a turn lane and let us turn. Not go all the way around in a circle to come back around to make a left turn. It's completely unnecessary.
I think like intersections are like dangerous.
So it's a good thing to do them.
Yeah.
Yet inside a bright yellow van, taxi driver Anthony Browning says people like him, who make a living on the roadways, cannot praise the Michigan left enough.
Well, I think whoever came up with it is a genius, you know, because it definitely saved lives. People don't be crowded in that intersection no more, and then every time you turn around, it's a near miss, it's close to an accident. So whoever came up with that is a genius.
That genius is this guy, sort of.
In the late 1960s, when I worked for Michigan DOT, I was given the assignment of doing the design for 8 Mile Road.
Retired Michigan State University professor Thomas Mollick was a young traffic engineer in the mid-1960s whose job was to rid 8 Mile of the bottlenecks that routinely snarled traffic.
And I found the perfect solution on where to locate the crossovers so that when someone turned right and made a U-turn, when they came back to the original signal, they would go from green to green to green, nonstop. And it greatly increased the capacity of the road and greatly reduced the delay.
Mollick says it also saved businesses stranded between traffic lights.
So when you build 5- and 7-lane pavements, the probability of you getting a gap to cross the road between signals is almost zero. So you take all the traffic and you drive them towards these signals, which means the commercial properties halfway between signals have very poor value, and you get slums.
But with the Michigan left, they can just cut over and then...
Michigan left, they do what they want. You only have to have a gap in the first lane.
Were you thinking of that when you actually were devising this, that this could help?
Absolutely. It has a huge impact on commercial development, and no one realizes that.
What people did begin to realize was that the Michigan left had become famous, or rather infamous, especially with drivers from outside Michigan. So much so that Canadian rock band Arkells even wrote a song about it.
I was confused the day that we met. All I kept hearing is Michigan left.
And highway officials in other states began to come along for the ride. Traffic departments in Florida, Maryland, New Jersey, and Arizona now all use some version of a Michigan left. Even in the Big Easy, Louisiana Traffic Engineering Administrator Jody Colvin says New Orleans officials noticed how the U-turns eased congestion and accidents on busy roads. But Colvin says in other areas of the state, it's sometimes been a struggle to create what's known there as a J-turn or R-cut.
Because people like making a left where they want to make a left at. You can't tell me where I can make my turn at. Because a lot of people, when we would go, the congestion is so bad, they'll tell you, oh, well, we don't make a left turn here. We take a right and go down the street and make a U-turn. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm trying to help you do and make it safer and easier to do.
The problem that people have today is that they weren't driving a car back in the 1960s, where cars would wait four or five cycles, sometimes five, six, seven, eight, 9 minutes to make a left-hand turn. And because they don't understand that, they don't appreciate what has happened.
Thomas Mollick says the Michigan left effectively eliminated those delays. He also stresses that while he laid out where and how the turns should be incorporated on 8 Mile, he did not invent the concept of a Michigan left. But Mollick says he thinks he knows who did, and he says it was not the couple of traffic engineers that state officials say may have stumbled onto the idea while working on Telegraph Road.
I do remember various ideas being looked at. There was a gentleman by the name, I'm going to give you a name you never heard of, Don Senke. He was a retired major from World War II. And Don took that median crossover and put a guardrail in the middle of it and put up one-way signs so you turned inside of each other. And then they changed the design to allow four trucks. It kind of evolved. I don't know who to give credit to for the original design. I know Don Senke was a technician. We had a problem. He came up with a solution.
Mollick says it took courage for state officials to implement Michigan lefts, spend taxpayer money to build them, and then suffer through the initial criticism from a skeptical public and news media. But Mollick adds that the state may have taken Michigan lefts just a bit too far.
The state has taken the concept and used it in areas that I would not have. We had thought of it only as being a solution for major roads with a wide median and large left-hand turns. That concept has been maybe overused in areas where it's not really needed. And maybe people then have a legitimate complaint.
So, there's the answer, Tom Larrabee. A Michigan left is not just a Michigan thing. In fact, five other states think it's worth their while to use them as well.
Wow. I'll have to pay more attention. Because, I mean, this is an auto industry thing because it makes you go down and around and puts wear on your tires and your car and cost more and everything else, and so there were lots of conspiracy theories.
And now we've dispelled the mystery, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, is there anything you're mystified about? You can find more stories like this by visiting WDET.org/curious. You can also let us know there what you're curious about in Detroit and the metro region. Thanks for listening. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.